Hi, I'm Kessia.
And I'm Sam.
And this is Kind. So Valentine's Day is coming up. We thought it might be a good idea to talk about love.
Because I'm so experienced in that department.
Or maybe how people celebrate love. Sam, you'll get more experience.
Okay, bro. Whatever you say.
So I have very mixed feelings about Valentine's Day.
I've never experienced it to its fullest. But it sounds like a nice holiday.
Well, I have mixed feelings because I kind of feel like it's all great and wonderful if you're in a relationship that's healthy, number one, and the two of you are on the same page, you know, and you kind of decide what you're going to do, or you have a really romantic spouse or something. But I think for a lot of people, Valentine's Day is a little bit of a letdown or maybe something they dread and can make someone feel quite depressed.
Yeah, but that can be like with every holiday, though, to be honest. Christmas, you may not have family to spend it with, you know? No one's giving you presents or whatever.
Well, that's true.
But Valentine's Day seems to be the scapegoat for that conversation, you know?
Well, it just seems like Valentine's Day is something that gets so built up.
Oh, it's definitely overhyped.
You know, and it's very overhyped. Commercialized, although most of our holidays are commercialized, but
I think Valentine's Day is one of those holidays where everyone does something a little bit different. Similar things, but different things. And Valentine's Day doesn't have to be once a year, you know?
Well, the thing is that it shouldn't be once a year, right? That in theory, you should be treating your partner fantastically well and doing stuff for them every day of the year. But it's almost like it makes me feel sometimes... No, it makes me feel like people then feel obligated to do something.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah. Yeah, well, people do feel obligated to do something because it's a holiday. They feel obligated to get someone flowers or...
I know, but then doesn't it kind of lose its meaning?
Yeah, but sometimes people feel like they want to give you something. I don't know if people feel like this, but they feel like they want to give you something, but they don't want to come off as weird or creepy. So they use this day as like a way to like portray their feelings.
Okay, fair enough. I actually never thought of it like that.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I'm looking at it from like someone who's been married for 20 odd years. And it almost feels sometimes like it's something you have to do.
Well, also like if you get flowers every day, it's probably diminishes the value of it a little bit, you know? It's like, oh, He got me roses again. Yay. For the second week time to this day.
That's true.
It's like, but when you get them once a year, you're like, man, these are some really nice flowers. I'm going to appreciate this. This only comes around once a year.
True, but do you think people start to take it as a measure of their self-worth?
Well, everyone takes everything as a measure of their self-worth.
You know what I mean? Like, if you don't get flowers or if you don't get what it is that you're hoping for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but a lot of people, that's tied into more like, that's not just Valentine's Day. That's, if someone's like, who has low self-esteem, they probably dread Valentine's Day, you know?
Well, that's what I mean.
I don't have a girlfriend, I have a boyfriend. What am I as a human being, you know?
Yeah, or you could also be in a relationship, but... You know, what I'm saying is the pressure around Valentine's Day. So you could even be in a relationship, but if Valentine's Day doesn't sort of meet your expectations of what you think should happen, then, you know, maybe that will make you feel bad or it'll make you feel upset or it'll make you feel disappointed in your partner.
If you feel disappointed in your partner because of Valentine's Day, that's just...
But I think some people do.
Like, well, relationships are so different and they vary, right, from person to person. But I don't think Valentine's Day is that deep, you know? For some people, it is deep. It's very big. It's a very important day in some people's relationships. But I feel like for most people... It's like someone gets flowers or you give each other chocolates or whatever. You know, be my Valentine.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
So how important do you think it is, like, for teenagers, for your, you know, guy friends or girlfriends? Do they look at it as an important
I know one person that does enjoy it as a day, but he's someone that feels like, at least from what I gather, like he seems like someone that wants like to be told that they are loved, right? That feels like they need to be explicitly told. So he enjoys Valentine's Day, and he enjoys like he and his partner celebrate Valentine's Day. Like very, very, you know, like, will you, like, I'm pretty sure it's like they say stuff like, will you be my Valentine? Like stuff that's like uttered in like Arthur movies and stuff.
Right.
You know?
And maybe I do think there are definitely good things about Valentine's Day. I do think it's good to have.
Every holiday has its flaws.
Yeah, and it's good once a year just to make sure you acknowledge your special person. Whether that's a family member, whether it's your spouse or whatever. I think, you know, the problem is that for some people, and you're right, this could be for any holiday, it just points out that they don't have somebody. You know, I think for someone especially who, you know, Valentine's Day falls at a kind of a weird time of the year too. So we're in the middle of February, when people in the midst of winter depression or...
At least in Canada, so...
Canada, yeah. You know, seasonal affective disorder or whatever, and it can just be another thing to kind of add to their plate.
Yeah,
I don't have somebody.
It's like January.
In my life.
Yeah, like I don't know about you, but I feel like January is the worst month of the year. Like by far and above, because it's the start of a year. The year's just beginning. There's no holidays throughout the entire thing, except at the very start. It's just one night. You know, it's a very slow month. February kind of comes in, you can use it.
Snow starts melting. Well, I guess you could, if you look at it that way, you could use Valentine's Day as something to look forward to.
Yeah, well, it is something to look forward to. But I guess it just comes back to, like, Valentine's Day, people have this hatred towards it if they're single, you know?
Oh. Well, I think it's hard for a lot of single people. Like, apparently, I was doing a little bit of research, and the suicide helplines get twice as many calls on Valentine's Day than any other day.
Really? How many calls is it?
I don't know. It didn't say the exact number. It just said twice as many. And there are more suicides on Valentine's Day than any other holiday. So somewhere it's actually hitting people hard.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that goes down on Valentine's Day. There's always the odd breakup on Valentine's Day, which is usually really rough, but...
Well, and sometimes Valentine's Day just gets tied up with your self-esteem, you know, like, so especially with social media, right? It's very outward showing. So you pick up your phone and you might see, oh, your friend, you know, Jack is saying,
yeah, but you have to,
happy
sorry,
Valentine's
sorry, let me
Day
just articulate myself. At a certain point, you have to stop caring what other people are doing and work on yourself, right? They're different from you. They are getting what they think they need, right? If you really aren't pursuing a relationship, you probably, like, I'm not pursuing a relationship right now, right? I do not give 2 cents. Like, I'll keep it $1.50, right? I do not care about Valentine's Day in the slightest, or relationships right now. I'm too busy on myself and how I can improve with my school and stuff. But some people who are doing their schoolwork, or like they pile up, they think they need a relationship, you know? Earlier I was talking about they feel like they need this relationship. They feel like they need to be loved. Most people do feel like they need to be in a relationship when they're like 15, 16, 17 in high school. Like at least a couple relationships. And that's just not me.
Yeah, I think the thing with Valentine's Day is that sometimes it's all the hype and it just gets so built up. And then people buy into that, and then the expectations get so high, you know, and when Valentine's Day doesn't meet those expectations, then people start to feel like bad, or they feel like maybe their relationship isn't great, or, you know, somebody should have done something else. I think it's more about, it's not the actual day, it's the expectations that people have around the day. So when I was growing up, and I hope things have changed since then, I think they have. We used to take our Valentine's, little Valentine's cards, you know, you'd get at the store or whatever, and you'd take them to school, and each person had a little paper bag on their desk. And then you'd give out your Valentine's into whoever's paper bag.
Oh, that happened up until like grade 3, and then they stopped doing it.
Yeah, because it's horrible.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's god awful. Like
someone would have, Johnny or Susie would have their bag filled with Valentine's Day, and poor little, you know, Ronald in the corner there.
Okay, we don't, listen, we love Ronald.
Yeah, we love Ronald, but little Ronnie in the corner there had nothing in his bag.
Yeah, that's why I brought extra chocolate for, like, my homies. Me and my homies would eat food and stuff. That was awful because it really puts it into perspective that you get looked at objectively or romantically, even at a young age.
But that's what I mean. It gets tied into how you feel about yourself very early on.
Yeah. But it should never have been like that in school, ever. That was so bad.
No, and in high school, they used to do this fundraiser where you could buy, I can't remember what it was, lollipops or roses or something. And then they would be delivered to the class. So someone would come in and say, you know, a rose for so-and-so and so-and-so. And then some people just get nothing.
And
it was horrible.
Like, when you put it like this, I kind of want to retract my previous statements. like
But this is kind of the same thing that happens on social media, right?
Yeah, but it's not, as a parent, it's not in your face like that. The feeling's always kind of there, but it's not like this person gets a rose and you don't.
But isn't it in your face? If you're on social media with somebody else, is that not in your face?
Not really.
Here, you know, here's your best friend and she's getting showered with gifts and this card from her boyfriend and you're sitting at home watching TV.
Yeah, but would you, bro, who doesn't, like, I don't know about you, but I personally think watching TV is more interesting than a...
Yeah, but you're just not at that stage yet. I don't want to, you know, say anything nasty, but you're just not okay, ready for that. Dude. Obviously, it's not something you want, but for some people, it's something they really want.
I don't think
want.
It's me that's not ready. It's her, dude. When I find her, she won't be ready for this. All right? Look at this peak male physique.
Uh-huh.
This is the whether you like it or not, this is the ideal male body. All right? 5'10".
Okay, moving on.
110.
But do you not see what I mean? I think that's the problem that I have sometimes with Valentine's Day. Is that it becomes not so much about the day, it becomes more about the show of it, or how it makes you feel, or feel badly about yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
You know, even when I was at work, I can remember like flowers and roses getting delivered to work as an adult and feeling kind of like, you know, when I wasn't in a relationship with somebody.
Honestly, it's tacky. Personally, I think getting flowers or roses is like kind of tacky. I think chocolates are great personally. I think chocolates are fine, but don't sigh at me, right?
That's because you're a 16-year-old boy. Yeah, because chocolates are great.
Yeah. What do you want me to say? Oh no, I don't like chocolate, dude. No, I love chocolate. Right? I just think delivering like the whole idea behind public, being in public. And people who are just so ignorant and that are like, all right, I'll give you 5 roses and you get none in front of like 10 people. Because everyone knows what you're doing. Everyone knows how you feel. But you don't know that you're like telling everyone how you feel. It's.
I mean, I do have to say that I do think things have changed a little bit and that people are more conscious about these things. Like, I do think that they've stopped doing that kind of thing in school.
The internet and culture as a point, like at least North American culture, has very, very accelerated in terms of making everyone feel. I think personally, everyone's a bit too much of a snowflake, but on the internet. But like, it's very like, you know, let's not make fun of these people. Let's make everyone feel loved or welcome or whatever.
Yeah, you know? And I think more people do that on Valentine's Day now.
Yeah.
Right? Like we give Valentine, I would give Valentine's to you. I would get you a little something. I always have on Valentine's Day. My parents did that for me.
Really?
It wasn't just.
Where is it?
That's next week. It wasn't just, you know, your boyfriend or your girlfriend. It's telling your friends that you value them, or telling your family members that they're loved.
Yeah, but I think, like, personally, I think small things matter more.
Oh,
if
totally
you care
agree.
About someone, like.
Well, the thoughtful gifts are so much better.
Yeah.
Right? The homemade card with something nice written in it is way better than
that. Okay, I hang them up and stuff. I put them on my wall. Not my wall, but my board. And it's like, if someone is, like, doing stuff for me all throughout the year, like, little things, I think that's way more important than, like, a car or something, you know?
Yeah, I think Valentine's Day is great if it's meaningful and there's thought put into it. You know, but I don't think Valentine's Day just has to be for husbands and wives and boyfriends and whatever. I do think that, and I hope everybody does this, that they acknowledge, you know, the important people in their lives.
Yeah.
Not just the people they're in a relationship with. Because really, that is actually, I think, what Valentine's Day is about.
But, yeah, Valentine's Day is just, I think Valentine's Day, personally, I disagree. I think it is your significant other. Your spouse or your boyfriend. But I think the argument could be made that it's for everyone in your life.
Right.
Because it isn't ever just like, you know, give this to your significant other. It's give this to your loved one.
Yeah, fair
they
enough.
They usually say one, like loved one. But I don't know.
So the other thing around any holiday, and especially Valentine's Day, I think is just managing your expectations. Right? If you're in a relationship, it's...
Yeah, I was talking about it earlier. Like, people are expecting to get this like, $2,000 event, mini little thing thrown for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, the best I can do is a box of chocolates and a nice movie.
And also for people who don't have somebody, or, you know, it's also managing those expectations. It's the, you know, expectation surrounding...
what you're gonna see on the day.
Yeah.
What you're gonna
witness.
You don't
need somebody to be a valued person, to be loved by people, to be valued by people.
You don't need to be told that you're loved to know that you're loved, personally.
That's right. I agree. 100%.
Like, I know I'm liked by my peers and my family. Like, regardless of if they ever give me gifts or not. Because I literally tell them I don't need gifts. Like, I don't want my friends giving me stuff on my birthday or whatever. I don't feel like that's a needed.
I know. I'd much prefer, you know, breakfast in bed or some nice thoughtful thing rather than some big to-do thing. But different people are different. Maybe if that is what you want, maybe you also need to tell your spouse that and make sure that they understand that it's an important thing for you. You know, again, I think it's just... It's, you know, where you run into trouble is when the expectations and the reality of the situation don't match up. Then people become disappointed or disheartened or despondent.
Yeah. Well, even after I say all this stuff about not really caring about Valentine's Day, I do wake up on Valentine's Day and I'm like, man. I wake up and I'm like, man, today's gonna be a little bit like a wake-up call that I'm lonely. But I don't really think it matters that much. Like, after the first 2 minutes, I'm like, whatever. But waking up is like, man. Like, I hated going to school on Valentine's Day. I skipped it, like, in grade 3. I was like, I'm not going. On February. But it wasn't even like I didn't get gifts from girls or whatever. So, I don't know, dude. Back in grade 3, dude, I was, like, one of the fastest kids in the class. And if you know anything about that, like, the faster you are when you're younger, the... cool are you already?
Anyway, Valentine's Day is coming up. So make sure you tell the people in your life you love them and value them. Even if they're not your spouse or your boyfriend or your girlfriend. It's important to love yourself.
Love yourself. Love yourself.
Right? And know that you're worthy of love regardless of whether you're in a relationship or not.
And to all the single people out there, I feel you. But hey, it's just one day. We go through this all year long, dude. We can do it. One more day. Even if it's just a little bit harder.
And at that, we'll say Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, Happy Valentine's Day to all the happy people. I love you, Sam. I didn't say that.
And? I love you too, Mom.
Nope. That's cringe.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you'll join us for our next episode of Kind. New episodes air every Monday. Please leave us a review and check out our website at www.kind.ca. Tweet us at kind7 or check out our Instagram page at kind_podcast.